Hello, grandkids. Welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1164. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Jeremy Mays. Welcome to a Tuesday record, sir.
Yeah, we know how this goes. I was just about to tell you, I'm annoyed with Amazon. I ordered two new monitors because I'm getting old and my eyes don't work as well. Not that they have since I was in seventh grade. They're supposed to be here today.
Yeah, a little disappointed not to test them out right now,
Yeah, I got two 27-inch monitors, which, by the way, I think is ridiculously too large for how close I sit to the screen. So, well, we'll see how this turns out. But
Oh,
that's just funny.
man.
She'll inherit these other two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the old roommate left for us here, but I'd need to measure it to figure out what the dimension of it is.
Well, these are like 17s or 19 or something. And yeah, just bigger. So they're bigger.
Oh,
But dude, when I went to. Oh, go
I
ahead, go
do
ahead.
know that I got a 17-inch laptop, and I'm like, what the fuck? No, I need something small. Like it's one of those funny things where I'm okay with the monitor setup, with the actual, with a additional monitor on the side. 'Cause trying to carry a 17-inch like on planes and everything is a pain in the ass. 'Cause like you don't really find a whole lot of good backpacks that are gonna fit that, or it just barely fits that with how big 17 inches is. And you're so cramped into a plane or wherever you might end up being. 9 times out of 10, that I'm like, you know what? I think I've realized I like a slightly smaller laptop, within this whole kit and caboodle here of worrying about monitors because for old eyes.
Yeah, well, that was my old laptop was 17. I loved it. And like well, I don't know if you saw that backpack I got. That thing can fit probably a 25-inch laptop. It's crazy big. So without being big, with its own charge rechargeable, like whatever.
Oh
All these
yeah.
like fancy items, and they're really not. You can charge like there's no battery built into this backpack. You have to supply it. But you can just charge your phone from your backpack. Well, that's not true.
Yep.
That's
Yeah,
not
I
true at
have the
all.
same gimmick in my
Yeah.
backpack, and it's just like I have never used this once.
Well, I used it, but again, you have to supply the battery. It didn't come with it. It's not like there's coils and whatever else. You know,
Yeah,
like
no
there's not
built-in
lithium
battery that
running through
you just need to recharge every now and again inside
Yeah.
the
Yeah, you gotta plug your bag into the wall, which sounds like a fire, an extreme fire hazard. So, with the way lithium batteries like to overheat, but yeah,
Oh.
so yeah, I just realized, oh yeah, they didn't show up yet. So cool, we'll probably show up at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I was like, well, thanks. I'm not taking my setup down. I gotta make that money. Jesus.
Oh, yep, we're rolling the dough here at Stunt Granny. That's for
We
sure.
sure are. And now I'm looking for outdoor fans because after my weekend, okay. So yeah, I was gonna tell you. So my brother and his nephew were in town for a lacrosse tournament, which went swimmingly well. If you like watching boring lacrosse games, they killed everyone. The closest game was 5-2. Everything else, the lowest score was, I think, 12-2, and even that
Oh.
wasn't close. The last day when they were actually in the tournament part, they won 17-1, 16-1, 18-1. And I turned to my brother. I'm like, you guys paid to come down here, like come up here? He's like, yeah, I'm not real happy right now. Like, okay. I,
Even
cause,
he was admitting to problems for
yeah,
the
well,
situation.
my nephew's a goalie. And like he split the one game they split, so the goal he didn't even give up the goal, the other guy did. So,
Oh.
but when your team controls, it's interesting. I don't know much about lacrosse, but watching it is interesting and it's rather impressive. Like, all these 12-year-olds and 14-year-olds can get all of these rules. I mean, there's a lot of like timing, positioning, all that. So
It's one. It was always one of those. I don't do it as much these days, but I always loved when there was random like lacrosse on an ESPN because there was nothing else on TV, you know.
yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, sure, what the hell? I'll just go ahead and watch some lacrosse here. Like, why not? I'm gonna watch people beat each other up with sticks. This sounds like fun.
That is the most wild part of that. Like the joke is you can just smash each other, which of course isn't true. But you're allowed to smack the shit out of someone's hands. You're allowed to hit from the covering on the wrist down on the hand. And you can actually take it like an axe and smash down. That's wild to me. And I looked at that going, I don't have that temperament. The first time someone does that to me, it's on. Like, I remember that guy when we played broom ball, he pissed me off, so I broke his stick in half. For intramural college broom ball.
Oh my God. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, there were quite a number of incidents in broom ball back in the day between yourself and myself.
And don't forget Galden starting a fight with the referees. I had to stop.
Well, no, that was. Oh, was that two different times that we did that?
Well, there was the one you were dragging Galden off the ice, and the referee was coming after him. Like he was getting ready to throw, because remember they were the old hockey players, and they didn't like when we'd stand up to him, so he was coming after him. I just got in the middle of it. I was like, "Don't!" I was like, "Get back on the ice!" And he just turned around, and went back. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like Jesus, what's the matter with you?" Ugh. For intramural broom ball,
Yeah,
which
well,
anyone
that's
listening is
an
like, "What is that?" So.
I remember telling the referees the one time, like, oh, you don't know the rules of hockey. That's why you lost 10-1 this past weekend.
That's
They
good.
were not too pleased
Nope.
with that one.
No,
And to think that, like, just like, what was it? A year previous to my arrival at that glorious campus, hockey meant something.
I
And
know.
then it,
They kill the program.
yeah, killed a program that played against the likes of Minnesota and Miami of Ohio. That's
And Michigan too.
in Michigan,
So
yeah, at the
I
time.
actually went to the Michigan games there, like crazy. And it's funny bringing up like temperament and stuff, because like we were talking about it off, but I don't have kids, so I don't go to these sort of things. So I didn't know what to expect. One, turf does not, I'm sorry, it does radiate heat. Oh boy. So like all the fields are turf. Oh my
Oh,
Lord.
interesting.
Oh my God. That's the roughest stuff. And they didn't have like the chewed up tires. They had some other like beige something. I don't know what it was to act as the dirt. But so a lot of these teams traveled from other states, and it was crazy because everyone's got these setups. Everyone's got some sort of pullout chair, whatever, because there's no stands, and everyone's got an umbrella. My brother had an umbrella that was UV protected. So basically he looked like, remember those old sweatsuits from the 80s that you put on that were silver that would purposely make you sweat? That's what this material was. And it was shining like a spacecraft. I'm like, that's wild. He was cool underneath the umbrella because no sun was getting to him. And it was blocking the heat from the it was blocking the sun from the turf. But the biggest like takeaway from that is my mom, and we didn't really have these sort of parents when I played baseball or sports. Parents are a different breed now, and it's not just the guys, it's not just the dads. I think the moms are actually worse. Because if they don't like something, they'll go to the husband or boyfriend or whatever and be like, "You see what's going on over here?" And then he's got like some weird obligation to stick up for her, even though the referees are ignoring her. And then they're yelling at their kids if they mess up.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
it is wild that children in the 12 to 14 bracket can be criticized as if they are a professional athlete. I had it with my old nephew where I went to football games and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is like it was Pee Wee football. And I'm just looking at some people just going, you're really suspect here with the way you're acting. This is not going to land him an NFL contract. Like,
There was a professional lacrosse. I'm sorry. There is a professional lacrosse team in Charlotte.
oh.
I found that out on Friday. I had no idea. And Jason was my brother. Jason's like, well, yeah, they make about 40,000 a year. And I'm like, that's not bad for playing 3 months out of a year. I'd take that. Like, well, they got to have regular jobs too. Okay. Like, sounds pretty swell to me. But so none of these kids are going to like pursue this professionally unless they can do it overseas. But my God, I mean, one kid, the game was close. And one of the kids, I guess, screwed up. You don't really know too much about it, so.
Oh,
And
yeah,
his dad's
hard to
yelling.
assign blame.
Yeah, his dad is yelling at him. That goal's on you, Wilson. That's on you. And I'm like, that
Oh
just,
my God.
yes. I'm like, dude, that just cost him that. I'm like, that goal ended up costing him the game. But it was like 3-3. That made it 4-3. It ended up 6-3. Well, you guys could have scored more. So,
Even if I always thought there was maybe a little too much emphasis on the game-winning goal, in
unless
my
it's the last
opinion.
one.
Yes, yeah, unless it's literally in overtime or something like that, where because like was it the go-ahead goal at the time? Sure, if you end up extending the lead before they can get another goal, that starts to just become a math problem more than a you gave up the game winner problem, in my opinion. Like your team is just sunk anyway.
I mean, I led off with like the worst example. Like this guy, I mean, this guy and his wife or whatever she was pissed. And they're like, I can't believe he did that. That's all we do out here. I'm like, do you know what the name of the tournament was, by the way? I don't either. That's the point. I was there and I don't know what the tournament name is. So don't worry about it, buddy. Like you came to Matthews, North Carolina. Yeah, exactly. No one knows where that is. Don't worry about it. But it really was like they're yelling at their kids, like, we practiced this before. Sit in the spot. Get your stick in. I'm like, calm. The coaches aren't yelling. Like they're yelling, but they're doing
Yeah,
positioning and doing this. They are berating their own kids. That is, I don't know, man. I started getting uncomfortable after a while. And then when that one dude started like yelling at his kid, I looked at Jason. I'm like, I may punch this guy. He's like, we always run into him. Just don't worry about it. And I'm like, that's bullshit. He's like, I know, I
yeah.
know. But
Yeah,
yeah, it's like,
it is really wild that you run into that pretty much anything
yeah, it's lacrosse for God's
that's
sake.
organized, and again, like you're talking like 12 to 14 year olds, correct?
Yeah. Some of
It's
these kids
not
are
even
3 feet
like
tall.
it's not even like they're I don't want to give parents leeway even in high school, but at least maybe the stakes are tipping towards a college scholarship or something like that. But I always feel like those parents aren't usually the crazy parents, though, that their kids get into college and then move on further. Like, they're maybe crazy in their own way, but they're also not the ones yelling at the children because they know that they put in the work.
I mean, like Jason, he never yells at his kid, and like he's actually taken him to different camps. He's trained like he's trained with there's professional, lacrosse, but
Right.
professional goalies, Olympic goalies. What's the one? Is it IGN? No, IGM in Florida, the big campus where they do all sorts of sports. That's where, like, basically you go there to major in sport.
Oh, wow. Okay. Had not heard of that, but was also not surprised.
Well, no, that's literally like, he was telling me, like, they went down there, he trained for a week down there with them, and but that's where, like, the elite football players go to college. So basically,
Oh,
if anybody who's
it's like
anybody's
a
come,
giant workout campus.
well, it's a school, but you're like, you're majoring in your sport though. I'm trying to see if it's IGM. IMG, that's it. IMG. It's in Bradenton. So it's
Oh.
designed for grades 6 through 12. But you're essentially there to play sports. That's it.
Oh.
So, and you get just
Yeah.
enough credits to go to college, I guess. And one of those tough to get in SEC schools. Or if you're a, what's a Texas Tech quarterback's name? Was it?
Oh, Brandon Sorsby.
Can you believe the story?
I mean, I've only half been following it. The fact that the guy gambled on his own team's games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, when he was at Indiana, he gambled on his
You
own team.
know, yeah, like, and I feel like that's a verifiable fact at this point, and it's not
He
like
admitted it.
what.
He
Oh,
admitted
jeez.
he did. He admitted to gambling, and he said he had a gambling problem. Okay. That sucks, dude. And we'll get you help, which he went into a rehab for it. And then the judge, this is, it's wild.
Yeah, because I feel like he'd been turned down a couple of times, and
As
you
he
know,
should have been.
if you appeal enough times, you're eventually going to find a sympathetic voice or a sympathetic ear, I should say. And
In
yeah.
a judge of all people. And I think that I'm going to paraphrase the reason that the NCAA, when they banned him from playing, didn't take into his mental health or something, that it would damage his future, blah, 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 earning. And I'm like, yeah, tough shit. You should have been gambling. Like,
Yes, he did something illegal that
yeah.
was explicitly stated and in whatever type of contract they signed.
And you know this. You did it anyways. Like, it's dumbfounding to me. 'Cause I didn't know much about it until I started seeing all of these different leagues that, like, the SEC's banned anybody from scheduling Texas Tech now. The Big Ten, I guess, is following suit. So basically, anybody, and now there are other Big 12 teams now saying we may not play them when we play them. And it's like, well,
And that's the other aspect of things where you're just like, is Texas Tech not saying no?
Texas Tech is saying no. This judge overruled the NCAA's, or I'm sorry, the judge put an injunction in place so that he can play. So he has a contract, NIL contract through Texas Tech that pays him, I guess, $5 million a year. So if they don't play him, they're going to eat $5 million a year. And I just went, well, it sounds like you guys are eating $5 million a year.
Yeah, sounds like you
Tough.
made a bad decision here.
Yeah, you don't have to play him. You don't have to let him practice. All you got to do is honor the scholarship, which I don't know if he's graduated or not, and don't play him. And one article I read was like, well, this is also going to affect his NFL draft stock. Who in the NFL is taking this guy? Seriously.
Oh, someone's taking him.
You think so? I'm like, a
Yeah.
gambling, that seems to be like Goodell and the other owners are like, hell no. This guy missed a gambling on his own team, like, and the sport he's in. That's a huge no-no for the NFL. I mean, they've actually suspended people for even like gambling on site premises, gambling on the NBA. So
Yeah, I mean, I guess as long as I believe that someone would do that, just if they feel like he had the talent, I suppose. I'm
that's
not sure how good he's really supposed to be. I know I'd heard the name. I watched enough college football to at least know some of the names.
I mean, they did make the playoffs and then choke it out. So, but yeah, just that's it's just wild to me that this is like, I always said, like, that's why I wanted to get out of jury duty as well. 'Cause like, law has no place for common sense. And this is an exact example. Like, and the kid even admitted doing wrong. Well, got to watch out for his delicate sight. Oh, fuck off. Don't. You know how easy it is not to bet? I didn't do it. I didn't do it today. It's easy.
Yeah, haven't really ever done it, I don't think. I mean, I suppose you can go with those brackets that I've filled out every year for quite some time, but that is some
Well, that's
pretty
technically gambling, Kevin. Okay. Okay, it's not, but
got
okay.
that is some pretty low stakes gambling that I participate in.
Yes.
It does not sound it really just it's always wild to me just in general. I feel like athletes really are drawn to gambling for some reason, just because I feel like all the hockey players that I hear about, they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna make these side bets with each other, and it's just like
Yeah, well, I mean, Michael Jordan was famous for doing that. Barkley, and it's like if there's the spirit of competition, like, especially when they're like, they're betting on golf holes or whatever. But Jordan was a notorious gambler, like Vegas. So was Barkley. Like, they want that thrill when they're not, playing anymore, or when they're off the court, just want that thrill of just that adrenaline jump. Like, ugh.
I will never take my time out to bet on professional wrestling, sir. That is for
The
sure.
greatest thing ever. Greatest thing ever. That is, I really wish, I mean, Chris kind of popped the bubble on that one. They got rid of it, but that you legitimately could bet on wrestling before. And I wanted to see that. I wanted to see these idiots that would throw down money that CM Punk was going to beat Roman Reigns. Like,
Oh yeah, that would have been the fun part before we booked the second day and had
Oh,
been
yeah.
discussing, or before we booked the first day, I should
Yeah.
say, about going to a sports book and watching, because I'm sure there would have been some very angry people there, and I just would have been there cackling.
Yeah, that we would have gotten in trouble for sure. I mean,
I definitely would have had one too many mixed drinks.
yeah, we didn't really need one too many. I don't think we ever talked about that, did we? Those drinks were strong. Like, when we were doing trivia, I only had two. And that second one was kicking pretty good. So,
They do not go light on the alcohol, I would
no,
say, in
good.
general, in all the places
Yeah.
that I went to.
For the price, I mean, they shouldn't. So, but, well, speaking of
Yeah.
wrestling, so we were talking about a little quick off air, the CM Punk stuff. This is the stupidest story ever. No one will say what the rumors are. Everyone's vague about it. But something's going on. And we were talking before, like, well, yeah, he's naturally off TV, because why wouldn't he be? Like, he was.
Yeah, all signs from his one post WrestleMania appearance made it sound like he was going to take a little time to gather himself. So
Yeah.
we're not even 2 months from WrestleMania. People have definitely taken longer breaks. I know that what's the TKO is maybe cracking down on people's free time. Look at Reigns, Roman.
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the rumors, is he was asked to take a pay cut and he said no. So that's one of the rumors.
Okay. Yeah, not surprised by that rumor being floated out there,
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
I love it for him. I wouldn't say I'd be like, no. I dare you to let me go. I mean, I know everyone, he ain't going back to AEW. Yeah, possibly. If not, you just lost one of your top merchandise sellers, one of your top appearance guys, one of your public figures, because you're cheap as fuck. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Bye.
it
That's the nice thing about having fuck you money.
yeah, and I feel like he'd be kind of in that position just because it didn't happen that long ago, the Asuka position, where they're like, we don't know what the hell she's doing. She's just taking some time off. We don't think she's retiring, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah, apparently she built an arcade in her house. Good for you.
Oh yeah, she's still amusing as all hell on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because yeah, she bought a dog and is just doing dumb videos with the dog, like dumb funny videos with the dog. I'm like, I am here for this.
No.
So yeah, like I wouldn't think that CM Punk would be in any worse of a position than her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because he's CM Punk. Like I, all respect due to Asuka, CM Punk's still a bigger name. In the whole thing. So I
Of
mean,
course. Yeah, of course.
I do think he's one of the few people that can just be able to tell TKO like no, like get out of here without really having to worry about it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
you
Like,
know,
the
good for him if he
Well,
did
also, like,
stand up for himself.
have you seen the pictures of him? Like, he's jacked now, supposedly, which everyone who says that doesn't understand what a pump at the gym is. You can look pretty goddamn jacked, and then when all your muscles are done being pumped up, you look a little bigger, but
Yeah, because what was that? Was it Ryan Nemeth poking some jokes at Mr. Punk for
Ryback was like,
possibly not being clean?
yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, guys. Like, I mean, I know that I saw the pictures, but I'm like, I kind of feel like they didn't look real to me.
There was that aspect too. But he just, he looked awkward. But.
Yeah, because I know that CM Punk has definitely added a little bit of weight, muscle weight, recently
Yeah.
here.
He had already started.
But
Yeah.
yeah, but he also didn't get ridiculous either. Like the guy added like 10 pounds of muscle or something like that, or just did more working out so that he didn't. Yeah, I mean, he
Yeah.
definitely worked out previously, but he also seems to be hitting the gym a little bit harder these days. Like, I mean, I
Well,
don't
because
th
he
nothing,
can.
nothing, you know, nothing seemed unnatural about his build. And I mean, I guess if the picture is true, we'll find out at some point here. But I mean, he would have needed to add like tw another 20 pounds of muscle
Yeah.
to look like
Yeah.
that in a 2 month time period. And that something does not jive with me in that department.
Well,
You know, like
sure.
that, yeah, it just seems like too short of a time period to add. Even with steroids or with like, you know, illegal, you know, like the top of the line kind of stuff, like that still feels like a stretch to try and do that in 2 months. Especially again, like at his age on top of that too. We are definitely more in the CM Punk category than not, or past it, honestly. And yeah, like you're just not going to add the muscle like you did in your 20s or 30s.
Right. Well, it's like the other thing people forget is, well, he has time off. He is an athlete. Oh, he can have trainers that can, you can, like, you're not going to get super jacked in like 2 months, whatever. But with health, home, rest, a nutritionist, whatever else, yeah, you can get pretty sleek. And yeah, of course, you can also, whatever. So, I mean, you can also get that shit doing testosterone too. Not exactly like HGH or steroids or whatever else. So it's like, but it's also like the irony of Ryan Nemeth, a guy who just doesn't work out, talking about someone who works out, and then Ryback, who, like, oh, come on. I guess he would be, if he someone's on PEDs, I guess he would be the authority. Like, yeah, he is. Like, okay.
That one's kind of funny that he's still out there in the wrestling sphere,
Oh.
and it's still a thing. Like, I'm like, why are like people are still actively following this guy, huh?
Him, did you know Coach and Vince Russo have a podcast together now?
Oh yes, I do. And that, like, I didn't want
Whoa.
it. I didn't want it when it was Vince Russo. I wanted it even less when Coach got involved, especially since Coach's opinion is not been
Yeah.
as suspect as Vince Russo's, but it's still been a little suspect. I'm like, I don't feel like you learned anything very well in your time in the WWE. Like, I know you were there a long time, so you can call yourself an authority. I feel like you learned the wrong lessons.
Yeah. But it's like two irrelevant people. Why would you listen to them? Like, you're neither one of them are in the business. They haven't been for years. So what do you like? At least like Dutch Mantel does his. I don't listen to it, but I know he exists. And it's like, well, Dutch, I guess it's been a while though. But he was in the
He was
business for
an
so
actual,
long.
yeah, I was going to say, A, he was an actual wrestler. B, he was in it longer than either of those two jokers. You know what? Vince Russo maybe spent a decade in professional wrestling. And I don't even care enough about Vince Russo to look him up, so.
Yeah, I don't think he, I don't think that was. Well, yeah, I'm
It,
sorry. I forgot he was in TNA. I forgot about that.
yeah,
So.
that's why I was leaning towards more of a decade. I feel like his name was kind of out there for a
Okay.
while. And then Coach, I guess maybe in the same category. He was definitely the primary backstage person during the Attitude Era.
Yeah, I don't know what other interest he or what other job role or role he had, but again, I ain't listening. Like, we talked about Maven. Like, why are we listening to Maven about anything? Stevie Richards was in the business. So, like, okay. It boggles the imagination that mid-carders and never wers have podcasts that people care about. To like, and I know where I'm mentioning them or bringing them up. But it's because my damn Yahoo or YouTube recommendations keep giving me this shit. No matter how many times I say I don't want to see it. But
Oh, yeah, thankfully I've not been on the receiving end of these
oh, it's rough, man.
these recommendations.
Mean, some of them are good. I mean, they've given me some indie shows, like indie promotions that like follow and all that. So it's worked out. But then you click on one video, and I know it's because I'll listen to Jim Cornette clips. When he sticks to like wrestling and not being, I don't want to say him, but like the Jim Cornette character, like the internet character he's doing now, like, when he
What?
gets into like factually based things, historical, it's like, yeah, okay, I'll listen up pretty good. But then yeah, it's And then, oh my Lord.
I did get the clip of him doing the mask versus mask match,
He liked
and
it. So I was surprised.
yeah, I am
I was
not
waiting.
surprised. It felt like a traditional
Yeah.
enough match to not have him, dance on the WWE's grave about
Yeah,
it
but
for some reason.
he likes being contrarian too. Like, he criticizes AEW far too heavy. And like, at least his co-host does disagree with him and is like, no,
Oh.
you're being too hard on this one. And they'll argue and they get back to it. Like, okay, cool. But I keep getting like I listen to Observer Daily because I like Tom Lawler. He makes the show funny with when he, him and Alvarez aren't doing it. But then I always get Meltzer clips, and it's like he's got one now. The most important match in wrestling history, that or the most important match that changed the business. What match? If you all right, if someone said, well, what match like changed the wrestling business? What match comes to mind for you?
Hulk and Andre
Thank you. It's
is
the easiest one ever.
it's the earliest one because the earliest WrestleManias were two, like one and two were too early. Because in which was that three?
That was three. That was the first dome one.
Yeah. And just I mean, I know the crowd numbers inflated and all that good stuff. But still, that was a ridiculous amount of people, and also the first time I did not watch in an arena full of people. You know, it's the first time that people could get the pay. Oh, most people. I'm sure people got the first WrestleManias on pay-per-view and didn't.
No, the first one was closed circuit. I believe the second one was closed circuit as well.
Oh,
So,
okay. So
yeah, but
that's why I did need to go to the Jaffa Moth to watch those two. Or no, I don't think I watched one. I think I just went to two there. But anywho, I do think that point being here that more people had an option to watch WrestleMania that year too. And yeah, like was Andre the Giant shot? Sure.
The match quality's got nothing to do with it, though, you know?
Oh
It's
yeah,
like
match quality has zero to do with it being the most famous
it
match.
was literally everyone who, in this country alone, that was everyone's big thing that year. And it was a wrestling match. It brought WWF at the time, obviously, to an entirely new level. It solidified them as a legitimate company. And then, you know, Jim Crockett Promotions and everyone else behind them started falling behind. And they just kept going and going. Yeah, you know, whatever downturn. So if it's not for that singular event, because, you know, McMahon, the history of where he goes and buys everything and buys wrestlers, does all that, cool, you know, whatever. And I'm not talking about the, you know, wow. Dylan Dingler's 4 for 4 with two home runs and six RBIs.
Hell of a
That's,
day.
yeah, no kidding. He's the one keeping him in the game. But everything was predicated on this one match because it solidified Hogan as a legitimate worldwide star. So that
Oh,
took WWE
yeah.
all over the world now. Yeah, he was a star overseas. No, now he's a worldwide star. It's the easiest thing. And it doesn't matter if you don't like Hogan, you didn't like the match, you don't like WWE, you don't like Vince. There's nothing else. And yeah, Bruno Sammartino, sure. God damn it. It's
Yeah.
Jonathan.
There's still not enough people. Still not
Right.
enough people for
Yeah,
Bruno.
as a
I'm
regional
sorry.
guy, sure. And
Like
that's what Bruno was.
kind of one of those funny things too. Given Bruno's time period, neither side of my family were into professional wrestling, despite the fact that they all grew up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right around that Bruno Sammartino time period. So didn't even necessarily reach all of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just it's idiocy to think that it's anything else, because modern wrestling is all predicated off that one match, that one angle. That's it. It's to me, it's entirely indefensible. Not Okada Omega in Japan.
You let it off the right way. You are shaking your head currently, and I agree. Match quality has nothing to do with this, and those guys just did not bring the eyeballs that
No. His
Hogan and Andre.
reasoning was because without that match, Jericho doesn't go to Japan. They don't come back over here, and then AEW is not formed. And it's like, I know AEW is there as a legitimate second option. Okay, I was pretty sure I wasn't muted still.
What are you gonna downgrade AEW to third?
No, I'm saying TNA is not a legit one. God, what a disaster of a company that is. And
Oh gosh, I have not watched one of their shows in forever.
it's not gotten any better. Wait, hang on. So, but he's basically basing it off of all of this because AEW's created now. And there's a certain validity to that train of thought. But again, there's no AEW without Hogan Andre. There's just not. And because
Yeah,
Jim Crockett pissed all his money away. So.
I don't think professional wrestling gets that popular without that.
Right. Yeah,
So,
it's just it's the most
you know,
bizarre thing.
yeah, that really seems forcing it. I mean, is it great that AEW's around now and that wrestlers have another option? Yeah, it is. Is that the greatest thing that's ever happened to wrestling?
No.
No.
It's probably the greatest thing that's happened modern, like the last 10 years. Sure. I'd say sure. Because it did,
No.
AEW forming is incredibly important. But it's not, but that match has nothing, like it's just a weird obsession with making sure AEW is important.
Oh
It really is. So
Dave kind of, I think I maybe make fun of him too hard, but he also just makes it so easy because of how hard he defends AEW sometimes. Just like, no, but this really does make sense. And it's just like, dude, like, I'm sorry, it's one of those you're overlooking the forest for the trees kind of situation.
and it's like just
You
cut
know,
it
you're
out.
just, yeah, you're overthinking this one, pal. Like,
Yeah.
it's not that giga brain.
Yeah. But I know we were planning to talk about any of that, but we could go on and on about that. But
Well, it all started with the CM Punk rumors, and we went off-roading after that
yeah.
because of
We can
him
get into
going
TNA
after.
if you want.
And
Jesus.
no, I like legitimately.
Exactly. No.
Those I watched those first two shows that you and I recorded on a Thursday when they moved to AMC. I think I have watched one episode since then, and I have already watched more AAA than TNA. You know, again, not necessarily that I've been offended by what I saw, but also,
Uninteresting.
yeah, there is not enough holding my attention to want to go back to that product. 'Cause I laughed. That was some more news that I forgot I wanted to bring up.
Oh.
But who was it? Was it Steve Cutler?
Steve Macklin.
Steve Macklin asked for his release.
And what I can't
It,
remember the woman's name too, but she's gone too. Lila Grace, I believe.
uh,
She's gone too.
yeah, yeah. And I'm like, hold on a second here. Didn't we? And again, like this was more of a, I guess I catch enough clips on Twitter or that I know some news that's happening in TNA still. And I'm like, hold on, didn't he win, lose, feast or fired, got fired, but then they made a big deal about him coming back. And I'm sitting here going, what the heck happened from him begging for his job or them doing an angle about this? What happened between then and now that he is asking for his release? And again, I didn't watch, so I don't really know if he's just been treated, booked poorly the
Well,
whole time.
the whole feast or fire thing made no sense whatsoever. They even pointed it out on commentary. Like, he got fired. He came back to say bye, beat up Tom Hannifin, former announcer. I can't remember what his WWE name was. So
Oh,
then
yeah.
he does that, and then they give him his job back and give him a title shot. And everyone's like, this makes no sense whatsoever. So he gets his title shot, and during that title match, he legitimately gets knocked silly, like knocked straight out by a kick with like 10 minutes, like 5 minutes into the match. I mean, just like that. So match is over.
Oh,
That was the
God.
pay-per-view main event. So they made up
Oh.
for it. Somebody else covered. Well, then he's cleared. He comes back, and Eddie Edwards gets the title shot instead of him. And it's like, what's going on? So then he gets a title shot. For some reason, again, loses, and he's been doing nothing since. And I guess he was pretty outspoken about how bad the booking's been, which, by the way, he's absolutely correct. It's
Yeah, that's
dull.
what you just told me sounds very not well done. Especially if you're getting kicked in the head,
Legit. Yeah, it's scary.
bad, stuff goes sideways from time to time in the ring. So that sucks for the man.
Yeah.
If you're ready to come back, though, I know you can't just start up where you left off, but why not? Like,
That's what I was gonna say. Why not? Why can't you? You know?
the top of their card is nothing special. I feel like you could have reinserted this. I
Dude,
mean,
I'll tell you right now, the top of
he's
their
still
card is
just
not good.
a rando to me.
Yes. Well, I mean, the top of their card is suffering bad because Joe Hendry's gone. And now Santana and probably Leon Slater are both gone. So eventually, I think both their contracts run out. And AJ Styles, I
Uh-oh.
think, slipped up and even said, yeah, as soon as his contract's out, Leon Slater's going to WWE. It's like. And the whole office is like, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. But no, like the TNA deal.
Yeah, I mean that's one of those Captain Obvious things that the first time I saw him on WWE TV, I'm like, yeah, he's gone. Like I'm like I have seen enough hype for this kid. Watched one match. I'm like, oh, okay, yep. Let's just
But no, like
we're just gonna pull this Band-Aid off quickly.
the TNA booking committee or writers, whatever. I mean, they latch on to the same people. The System and Moose are still a thing. Sorry, Eddie
Oh.
Edwards, Brian Myers, they're not interesting. Bear Bronson was fine on the indies, but he just comes off as eh. Cedric, whatever, you know? But it's just.
Oh.
They have their people and they stick to them. So it's not good. And it's funny because they had some momentum behind them. They made the most of that WWE or I'm sorry, NXT connection, sold out, a lot of shows, sold some lot of tickets.
Oh.
And without but now without that NXT connection, I don't know.
it's Again, I guess I haven't watched it, so I can't say it's unwatchable, but yeah, still haven't really wanted to watch. Like, they
Yeah.
have not done anything to pique my interest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's unwatchable,
Yeah.
but if you get tired of the same people,
Oh,
like,
yeah, especially those people. It's just, like you said, like, yeah,
Well, they make a big
Brian
deal.
Myers should not be a main eventer. Like,
No,
it's just.
no. But like they make a big deal out of signing people, and then they put them on Explosion. Which, by the way, I have no idea where you watch TNA Explosion. So,
Oh, yeah,
why are you
that's.
signing these people to have them come in and like either job out or just wrestle on a nothing show when you keep recycling the same people over and over? It's oof. They need new blood, but I think they're just going to do what they're going to do. And just remain an irrelevant third place promotion. So,
Yeah, it's kind of wild. They finally get a TV. I mean, I guess it's been long
yes.
enough. I don't feel like looking right now because I'm still watching the end of the hockey game. But
Yeah, it's over. So,
I wonder how many episodes I just have sitting on my. Oh yeah, it's over. How many episodes I have sitting on my DVR here
yeah.
of TNA, because it's got to be a lot. It has got to be a lot. Let's see here. Oh yeah, it just is at 15 plus. That's how bad it's gotten. Is it's sitting at 15 plus.
Yeah.
So
It
yeah, like it, because there was enough, and I mean, I guess this is maybe I'll try to get it to the WWE this way. There was enough pool with the mask versus mask stuff. And I mean, I know that even I made fun of how poorly it was received in the US, but you know what? I was pulled in. I saw
Yeah.
enough clips that I'm like, you know what? I really think that this event is worth watching. This seems like they have really built this up well. Why don't I take a gander? And it's definitely made me far more interested, or far more likely to watch a random episode of AAA than TNA, just because it seems like there's an. And I mean, even with that card, it's like there's enough interesting stuff. That it's just like, oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind watching some more of this. A, I kind of forget the Vikingo's down there, and it's just like, oh yeah, I should really just watch because of that guy.
Should watch for Mini Vikingo. That kid rules.
I did see him in, was it a five-way match? I believe in night two of Noche de los Grandes. I believe because it's him, Joaquin Wilde, Cruz del Toro,
Octagon Junior, who got hurt,
and Lince Dorado,
which is so funny.
who ended up being the winner.
Yeah, because Lindsay was in WWE, leaves, comes back, actually went to AEW for he had a few matches, goes to AAA, and now here he is as a WWE employee. Like, hey kid,
Well, and I
never give
believe
up.
he also it was pretty like I think he was doing gear for people for different lucha wrestlers too for a
Oh, okay.
while. The
I didn't
man
know that.
seems very talented.
Yeah, it just because remember he was in that Cruiserweight Classic. I remember that.
oh yeah,
So.
he's been around kind of a while at this point. That one I'm actually willing to
Yeah.
look up just to see
Yeah.
when
No, there's, but though there.
he jumped into our WWE lives here.
The best part about TNA lately, and it's over now, was Rosemary trying to resurrect the bunny.
It
It was, but it wasn't wrestling. It was like pandemic wrestling again. And that's when they had some fun stuff on TNA. No one really saw it
Oh.
because how could you? But it was fun.
Right.
And then you go back to Moose fighting Brian Myers. Who cares? Like this, these guys have been there for 8 years now. I mean, it's probably less, but
Probably more, actually.
yeah. So, but
It feels like them and Eddie Edwards have been in TNA forever at this point.
yeah.
And just for clarification, and I'll look up Eddie Edwards in a second here. Lince Dorado started in the WWE April 3rd of 2016. So
Oh,
that
wow.
man has been in the professional wrestling sphere for a decade now. Good for him.
Yeah, but yeah, it's but like you were saying, like it gets you interested in AAA, and then you were saying
Yeah.
like the mask thing didn't, take off for the American audience, but even the overseas audience, like that reaction Chad Gable's getting overseas, this is the wildest story because it's an adult story. Like I was really worried Monday. When he came out after Ray got his mask ripped off,
Oh.
I was really worried that it was all a swerve
Oh my
and he was
God.
joining up with Rusev and Ethan Page. And
Uh-oh.
I was gonna flip my shit. Like, no, don't ruin this redemption arc because you've done it perfectly.
Right.
Someone. A grown
Yeah,
man
like that
actually
would have
said,
been.
I'm sorry on wrestling in WWE. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was hearing last Friday. And then he did it Monday again. Like, how? Who's writing this? Like, put them as the lead writer.
They sometimes they get it right still, even these days. Good on them, I
Yeah,
suppose.
I could not believe what I was seeing. And then they actually had Ray point out the obvious. Hey, you got some other people you gotta apologize to. I was like, oh, they actually remembered Otis and Tozawa. And well, Maxine, but Maxine's gonna join the almost the Bloodline. That'd be kind of funny. Boy, talk about
Just
sore thumb, huh?
the random throw in there.
Yeah, the bloodline with the blondest blonde girl possible. Okay. But
Married into the family.
well, I guess her husband in NXT be a little bit like hey there. So but yeah, and then so Gable's got that to do, and then Maxine's gonna join up with the Vision. It seems she's always being seen with Austin Theory. So
Well, she was with Tozawa and Otis this week in the background.
Oh, was she?
Yes,
I missed that part.
on Raw, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that then. So,
Yeah,
yeah, I mean.
yeah, there is some room for Maxine to do her own thing. She has really not had anything since her Becky Lynch storyline. They're like, yep, this is the best we could do for you.
Okay, I got a quick aside. If you don't mind. So Ring of Honor had a hour and a half special on YouTube today. And I just turned it on because the hockey game's over. I don't claim to know this. Dalton Castle's back, and I know the boys are gone, right?
Oh, yeah. They got fired. They got let go for.
Yeah, and then they were suing whatever, but
Yeah.
he's got like four chubby dudes now as his boys. Like, what? I didn't know that was a thing. Okay, so back to WWE. And boy, Dalton's really pulling those shorts up kind of high nowadays. So, but
Oh
yeah, but no,
boy.
I the Chad Gable thing's fascinating to me. And it's
Oh yeah.
like, All right. Now the real test is going to be when he gets back over here. We'll see on Monday. Well, yeah, I guess it'll be Monday. Because he has no business going to SmackDown.
No, not really.
Yeah. So, but that was one of the highlights for me on Raw. I like this Raw episode. I don't know. Maybe it was the crowd that won that like made everything seem better, but I liked it.
Paris was wild.
Yeah.
Those overseas crowds. A, I do think that the WWE tends to stack those cards more than some others.
No, I mean we had, I mean it wasn't exactly that, but it was like it was just a solid show to me. I mean, stuff made sense.
No.
It went well. I also watched the commercials. Maybe it was a little different if you got bothered with commercials, but you know, I saw most of the matches. Everything went smooth. Although Ray almost died, that was scary. Oh my
That was
God.
pretty wild when both of the announcers are just amazed that Rey Mysterio is still even functioning in the match. It's just like, oh boy, like that really did not go right. And the fact that Rey Mysterio still was not crippled after
Yeah.
just induct that man back into the Hall of Fame. Like, I know he's in there already, but like, can we induct him for the work he's done since he got inducted into the Hall of Fame? Like, it's been enough time that it's like another person's full career.
Yeah, it and that's the wild
Probably as
part. I
long as The Rock was in the WWF slash
Yeah,
E.
because didn't he say he was getting ready to retire and then Dominic took off and he wanted to stick around for that? It was something, it had something to do with that, I thought. Because it's just weird that they put him in the Hall of Fame, but then he didn't retire. You know? So the only other guys put Paul Heyman that went into the Hall of Fame as an active guy. So
Yeah, and that really wasn't completely surprising either, though. Just given, I guess his role is something that you're just like, oh, okay.
yeah. Well, I know Vince's rule was you couldn't be an active wrestler, that he just didn't like that. So it's like, oh, you know, the old man had some good ideas. But yeah, so I saw people upset like with the main event because Javon won. And I'm like, aren't we constantly calling for new people to be doing stuff?
Oh,
So
yeah. There are always people speaking out of both sides of their mouth.
I rather like the fact Seth was bragging that he was going to win and go take on Roman Reigns. And then it didn't work. Like I'm sure there are people like, well, you can't promise something. Well, it wasn't promised. You know, that was him saying it to whet your appetite for it. So that it can be delivered down the line. Or it still can be. But I don't know. Like, we want new people. All right. We got Javon Evans now moving on. And who's he taking on? Did they say it?
He is awaiting the winner of the match on SmackDown, because
Who's
it's
the Oh, Jay and
Obafemi versus Dominic Mysterio is the one semifinal,
Yeah.
and there's one of two things that's happening in that match. Dominic gets squashed is one of those two things. The other thing is that Brock Lesnar interferes on Dominic Mysterio's behalf, and he gets to claim a victory over Obafemi. Those are the
I
only
would
two
hope it's
roads.
a count out or disqualification. Like, you know what I mean? You can't. I still love Dom, but you can't have him beat Oba. You can't. So, like,
Yeah,
I'm
not
still firmly in the,
legitimately.
yeah, I'm still firmly on the camp. Oba shouldn't have lost anyways, but whatever.
Right.
That's in the past. But
Yeah.
yeah, it,
Not changing it now.
no. And so to lose to Dom. My count out? Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah, but the other semi is what, J and LA Knight, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I need to pull up whatever those. But yeah, it's a final four. But Jay and LA Knight are involved.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of.
A little bit of intrigue there too. So,
Yeah, I really like the LA Knight promo.
yeah.
He's gonna be in a unique situation. And let's see, do they have it? Oh yeah, Jey Uso versus LA Knight versus Royce Keyes versus Finn Balor is who is set
Okay.
for that. Yeah, Royce and Finn not winning this one. It is a real two-person race here between Jey and LA Knight
Yeah,
in this
and
situation.
it seems, maybe I'm stupid, it seems like LA Knight may be the guy, but then you got Javon versus LA Knight, right? Or am I mistaken how this works?
Oh yeah, I guess it would be yeah, it's Javon versus LA Knight or Jey Uso. It's a weird matchup either way,
Okay.
honestly. 'Cause or really all four ways, because Royce Keyes kind of more on the babyface side. I feel like they've not done him a whole lot of favors so far.
No. Another guy that comes in that's losing. Great
And
way to get someone over.
Finn Balor, he's nominally a good guy, so like it's all good guy versus good guy matchups. No matter what way you slice it, really, with since Javon's involved already.
Yeah. Well, Jay's kind of a weird position now. He's kind of reverted back. But like he's the hothead now. Like
Oh,
Jimmy at
yeah,
least,
they're really pushing the hothead bit.
yeah, at least Jimmy is like kind of like a voice of reason, but he's also skeptical now. He's not the comedy he was. So, because even
Oh.
when Jacob was like, I ain't listening to you two, Jimmy was kind of like, all right, I'll bring it up. And Jay's like, oh man, and walks off. So, but I mean, you can definitely, I don't know, I can definitely see. I, for me personally, if they're going to pull the trigger on LA Knight to go and win this thing, he has to beat Roman Reigns. I
Oh.
know that sounds ridiculous. He has to. If not, just cut him loose. He's dead. He is dead. Another big match and another loss. Like, well.
Yeah, he is in that spot where whomever he is up against in his next big match, it needs to be a win.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether it's Roman Reigns, whether it's Cody Rhodes, I don't really care.
True.
Like you said, he's eaten enough losses where it's just like we're done here. Like this is he has somehow survived the bad pushes. It's kind of, yeah.
Well, he
I
should have
don't
won that. Like, he kind of floundered when he lost that Money in the Bank. Would Seth win it?
Oh,
Last
yeah.
year, like he should have won Money in the Bank last year. The crowd wanted it. The crowd had wanted it for a while, and then just yet again, and he's really and he even said in this that Chris Van Vliet interview, he's really done nothing for 2 years. And it's funny you think about it, he's not wrong. Like he from where he was to now, he's only cooled off. So
Yeah, that's what's wild to me is that he is still as popular as he is with how stationary he's been
yeah.
for that 2 years.
Yeah.
It
It's like
is really wild that even if it slipped some, he's probably top five reactions
yeah.
still.
Yeah, but instead of being like number two, he's number five now. And it's still
Yeah.
five, but got to do something. And it's like, well, hopefully that those logs that are trying to put back on this fire go up like Kindle, man. Kindling. Get that raging fire quick. Because I don't right now, let's say he wins King of the Ring. No one's gonna take that match seriously. Unless something actually goes on with him. Like, I mean,
Oh.
so, but
Yep.
although I wouldn't mind if it was Oba and Javon in the finals, because those NXT matches are pretty sweet. And
Yep,
so,
those were some good matches.
yeah.
Javon makes a good rag doll.
Yes, he does. And it's also like with Oba possibly going to a final and winning it, he said that the ruler needs a crown. And it's like, that's great, but do the Gunther thing. Hold the crown in your hand and hold it above your head. Don't put it on. Like, none of this, I'm a king now bullshit. That's the only guy that was ever successful at that. Well, I guess Owen was,
No.
because he really played it up. And then King Booker. That's it. That's it. That's the list.
Macho King.
But he wasn't acting like a king. He was just saying he was the king of the ring. Like
Yeah,
everyone.
he definitely had a psychotic take on King of the Ring. Did they call him the Mad King at some point during that?
No, it was always a Macho King.
Oh, just Macho King.
So,
Okay.
yeah. But, and it's also Randy Savage, so it's automatically going to be awesome. So, I
It
mean,
helps that it was Randy
yeah.
Savage, but still, I feel like there's at least three good King. You know what? Hacksaw got me into it
Hacksaw,
for a
yeah, but
while.
again, he wasn't like, I'm the king now. Like, I'm just king of the ring. Like, I'm walking around like Hacksaw with, his crown, the crown and the stupid cape, and then just the way he would position himself, pose, all that.
Still had the 2x4 hanging around.
Oh yeah, did I tell you he was on my plane back from Vegas?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I do not
walking
believe you
by, I look
mentioned.
over, I'm like. And then before I could even say it to myself, someone goes, "That's Hacksaw Jim Duggan," and I looked, and I was just like, "Oh my God, it's Hacksaw Jim Duggan!" I was gonna try and catch him after the plane, but he was obviously in first class, or no, he was not in first class actually. He was just in regular, but he was near the front of the plane, so
Oh.
God would have talked his ear off. He's the first guy to get me in trouble going to wrestling, so. Mom gives you $20 to buy food and stuff, and a foam thumb was $20. Well,
We know.
yeah, I went hungry.
Oh.
Oh, I got home and she's like, "How much was that?" I was like, "$20. What did you eat?" And I was like, "Well, John bought food for me." And she's like, "Oh my God," she was not happy. And by the way, that lesson never took. So. As she was at my house looking at my stage prop Gremlins figures, she's like, my brother loved them. He's like, "Those are so cool." I'm like, yeah, I know, man. Like, the flasher actually flashes you. It's sweet. But anyways, yeah, that's what I would have told him that story just for the hell of it. See if I get my $20 back. So.
But yeah, I don't know. Oba doesn't need to play it up really, but
No.
I do think that that'd be kind of a funny visual if he stuck with that gimmick for a while.
You don't want him being funny though.
That's
He is
fair
like,
point.
yeah. So, but I was surprised that they're continuing the Vision and Seth Rollins though. I figured that was kind of going to happen with Braun interfering, but
Oh, even I was ready for it before that. It is the worst thing in wrestling to say that you've moved on from a feud.
yeah, true.
Sometimes it do you move on from feuds? Yes. If you say it out loud, you're essentially cursing yourself to additional length in that feud. Because I feel like no one actively mentions it. It's just like, oh, now that that's in the rearview mirror, I get to concentrate on this. And
Yeah. And it's like, well, Usually see announcers that
Oops.
say it's over, but
Or yeah, maybe that's what it is that the wrestler can't actively say it. It's fine that the announcer's saying it, but once the wrestler says it, oh boy, we are in for a longer feud, kids. So yeah, was not really surprised that the because it didn't feel right, honestly, to end that thing. It feels like it has some more chapters to it. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in what story they're telling with Montez Ford, since he's been the only one around on the European tour, evidently.
It's like I guess they wrote Dawkins out for injury angle, but it's like that's kind of weird. Although, but it's like because really Montez turning heel seems to be the smarter of the two, not Dawkins. So unless they're going to try something
Oh.
new with him, that's what I figure is going to happen. But we'll see. But I mean, overall, I thought Raw was good. I liked it. Maybe it was because it was during the day too, you know? Goes by quick.
That was one where I did not think about it because I just watched it at the usual time. Which is, kind of starting a little bit late Monday night. I don't know. Is there much to say about the infighting in the Judgment Day, which it seems to
No.
be in an eternal flame
Yeah, it's like they're
at this
planting
point?
seeds. Roxanne's got something going on. Raquel's clearly not okay, cool. Like, yeah, this has been going like there's been some sort of internal strife for like years now. Like, okay.
Yeah, they kick Finn out and they still are having problems.
Yeah. And even with Roxanne saying she's like, she's all bought in. Well, then Liv is starting shit with, being Liv. And Raquel's not too happy about it. So,
yeah, she's Liv insulting both Roxanne and Raquel, even though she's both propping them up.
yeah. So, but that's what selfish people do.
Yep.
It's funny because this shit never happened with the Four Horsemen. Oh, yeah, it did. Never mind. It always did. That was the whole gist after a while.
Oh yeah, there was pretty much always infighting there of some nature.
After Oli, it was never this. There was never the same four. So,
Yeah, not much to say about Sol Ruka beating Lyra Valkyria. That just
just
kind of
an
seems.
obvious heel turn for Lyra coming up.
Yeah, that's one where I guess I'm kind of interested what they do with her and Bailey, I suppose. I guess they could just really dedicate themselves to the tag ranks. They could really use some singles wrestlers though, so
So Liv can actually defend her title.
yeah. That would really help. So, and what else happened? We talked about Penta and Rey. Yeah, we really talked about the main event there too. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's really anything else to talk about on the SmackDowns here.
Just the goofy shit with Gunther using lawyers and whatever else, and then Cody saying that the match will be in Kansas City. Is that what he said?
I believe so.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, Randy Orton will be back. Well, no, wait a minute. He lives in St. Louis, which I guess he could just go over to Kansas City. But so I thought that was just weird. But really, I mean, it's just more drama with the other bloodline. And there you go, like
Yep. I was just trying to, since we had a strange one here. Yeah, I was just wondering if there's anything else worth talking about, but not really, honestly. So, bell time beer of the show. Jackie O's Brewing, a Seafoam Hazy IPA. Good, easy light drinking IPA. I don't think it's very 7% alcohol, so it's pretty light in that department. Jackie O's Brewing out of Athens, Ohio, one of the older craft breweries here in the state of Ohio in general. They have a nice giant store downtown Columbus here, so I don't have to go nearly as far to get their stuff anymore. I also think that they're old enough that they're larger distributorship than most. So if you happen to be able to get your hands on some Jackie O's beers, I would highly suggest that. So Belltime beer suggestion from Matt DeFrango 11. He's at Granny Mays, the brand's at St. Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Not again.